So picture opening a massive industrial electrical panel. I mean, you might expect to see this chaotic, tangled spaghetti of wires, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's what most people picture.
Yeah, but instead you find this sleek, rigid metal spine that's just effortlessly distributing immense amounts of power. And, well, that is a bus bar. Welcome to today's deep dive, everyone.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, our mission today is to really demystify these hidden metallic backbones that keep our modern power infrastructure safe. We want to explore how they completely outperform traditional wiring when things get really complex.
Right, because it really is a fascinating piece of engineering. I mean, to understand why standard cables just aren't enough everywhere, we have to look at the sheer physical violence that can happen inside a panel when electrical demands scale up.
Wait, physical violence? Like, what actually happens? I usually just think of a traditional cable setup, like, you know, a dangerous mess of household extension cords daisy-chained together. Why can't we just use really thick cables for industrial stuff?
Well, it comes down to the extreme physical forces at play. When a massive fault current surges through a power system, it creates these intense magnetic repulsion forces.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and those forces can literally whip and bend standard flexible cables around. I mean, they can physically tear them right out of their terminals.
That visual of cables just whipping around is actually terrifying.
Exactly, which is exactly why you need something anchored and predictable. A bus bar is this solid, rigid, multi-lane electrical superhighway that's bolted firmly in place.
Right, so it provides a structured low impedance path that simply won't flinch under all that magnetic stress.
Precisely. And this rigid setup cuts out so much wiring complexity. It frees up panel space for breakers, and honestly, it radically improves airflow inside the enclosure.
That makes total sense. But since the superhighway has to absorb all those massive forces, the physics and the materials have to be flawlessly engineered, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Inside these panels, you're dealing with very distinct lanes. You have the main bus bar for the phase power, a neutral lane for the return current, and then the protective earth paths.
So what are engineers actually making these lanes out of to carry that kind of massive load?
Well, the baseline material is usually copper. It offers incredibly high conductivity and really strong mechanical performance. So, you know, you get a highly compact design.
Right. Copper is kind of the gold standard for that.
It is, but increasingly, manufacturers are shifting toward aluminum. I mean, it's about 50% lighter and significantly cheaper than copper.
Wait, hold on. I have to push back there. Aluminum is less conductive than copper, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't that mean you'd need a much thicker bar to handle the exact same amount of power? Because that seems like it entirely defeats the whole purpose of trying to save space in a tight panel.
You've hit on the exact dilemma there. Aluminum does require cross-section, about 1.6 times larger to do the same job.
So that bulk is definitely a problem inside a confined space?
It is. But imagine a massive prefabricated bus bar trunking system running the entire length of an automotive factory floor.
Oh, I see.
Right over those really long distribution runs, cutting the weight in half and dropping the material cost by 40% makes aluminum totally indispensable. So it's basically a calculated trade-off between local space and overall economy.
Okay, that makes sense. But because aluminum needs that larger cross-section, you can't just swap materials on a whim, can you? Like, changing the physical size of the metal fundamentally alters the thermal calculations happening inside that box.
Oh, absolutely. It becomes a massive physics problem.
Yeah.
Bus bar capacity is a thermal and mechanical decision. You know,
yeah.
It's not just a geometric one where thicker automatically equals better.
Right, because of heat and everything.
Exactly. Engineers are battling complex phenomena like the skin effect. At high frequencies, alternating current actually gets pushed to the outside edge of a conductor.
Wait, really? So the current isn't flowing evenly through the whole thing?
Nope. The center of the metal is barely carrying any current at all in those scenarios.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second. If the current is only riding on the outside surface, a traditional, thick, round cable is incredibly inefficient.
Because most of its volume is just trapped uselessly in the center, exactly.
Which is why you often see flat rectangular bus bars rather than solid cylinders.
You got it. A flat bar gives you vastly more surface area for the exact same volume of metal, so it naturally counteracts that skin effect.
Oh, wow. That is so clever.
It really is. And you combine that with calculating the continuous thermal rise, basically how hot the metal gets under a sustained load, and engineers are really walking a tightrope.
Because if you undersize a bus bar, you risk disastrous overheating, right? Like melting insulation and causing a catastrophic internal fault.
Exactly, which is why they strictly adhere to international safety codes like IEC and NEC, just to ensure the assembly can withstand those worst-case fault scenarios without melting down.
Which brings us back to why you, the listener, should actually care about all this. I mean, the next time you plug in your electric vehicle or rely on a massive data center to load a web page, you can thank these hidden metallic spines.
Yeah, they really do take the hit for us. They replace unpredictable cables with highly structured safety.
For sure. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final thought to chew on. Our global power grid is rapidly shifting toward decentralized renewable energy and massive surging EV charging loads.
The demands on our infrastructure are completely transforming overnight.
Exactly. So how might the materials and the physical geometry of this sleek, traditional metal spine need to fundamentally evolve to survive the extreme, unpredictable thermal stresses of tomorrow? Something to think about. Catch you next time.